it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sonic, it's America's Drive-In, and Spooky Savings are waiting on you. Download the app, the Sonic app, where you can get all their tasty treats like the Vanilla Trick or Treat Blast. Get that every day with M&M's, Oreo cookie pieces, that creamy vanilla soft serve. I mean, I just think it's great to pair with a win in Memphis. Get over to Sonic today.
Yep. Make sure you download the app. That's the full Sonic experience. We're going to keep telling you because you're missing out. If you don't have it, you won't take advantage of everything they've got for you, and that includes the Triple Sonic Smasher. It's for the biggest of appetites, yes, but you can go down from there, double, single, and that Smasher is fantastic. Angus beef seasoned, smashed, and seared crispy on the edges, juicy in the middle, just how you like it. Sonic's got a bunch of options, breakfast, lunch, dinner. They're all good, and they're all cheaper than most places. Make sure to download the app, Live Free, Eat Sonic.
We're back, Jason and John, 90 FM, ESPN. Ben Adore is going to join us in just a little bit. We'll talk to him about Grizz and more. College football this weekend, pretty good slate, pretty decent slate. Obviously, you got Memphis, South Florida on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. on ESPN2. And, of course, we're just waiting on the status of Brendan Lewis. Have not heard anything, did not expect to hear anything from Ryan Silverfield. This has gotten out to South Florida -5.5 with a total of 60.5. It's priced as though Brendan Lewis will not play. That is the price because the total was 63.5. And so, that it comes down to 60.5. Clearly the market does not think he's playing. I don't know one way or the other if he's playing or not. So, I think the choice is interesting. If he doesn't go, do you throw AJ Hill out there as a freshman with the arm, or do you go with somebody that's been in your program for a couple of years that probably has a skill set more similar to Brendan Lewis, but maybe his upside isn't as high. I mean, I think that's the interesting. I guess you could play both if you're Ryan Silverfield, although I don't typically think that's a winning strategy to play two quarterbacks at the same. Although some programs do it.
I mean, one thing we do know, having seen A.J. Hill, is that he can get in there and throw it around.
Right.
Like, that's what we don't know about Arrington Maiden yet. We've assumed that Arrington can do some version of it that looks like Brendan Lewis from everything we gathered in the preseason and what the beat writers told us, that he was closer in terms of what they run to a Brendan Lewis. But we don't know. And so you'd be talking about with the pass game something you haven't seen if you started Arrington Maiden, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Realize he's a physical runner. And yes, passing would have to be a part of it, but you certainly have more confidence right now in what you've seen, which is AJ. I'm not sure there's whether he's going to have an option here or feel like he does or not this game and what you're going up against in South Florida. Boy, they've got some dogs they're going to get after you in a way that I guess is going to, I could make the case you haven't seen all season, even including Arkansas, because South Florida's got dogs and they've beaten Florida when Florida was ranked down in the swamp. And so, a freshman, you want a freshman out there against that?
Right.
Not that Arrington's got more experience at this point, because does he? He doesn't. I mean, AJ played. So, I hope they got Brendan Lewis. Those two options, while I might lean AJ Hill right now, I'd much rather have Brendan Lewis, even if he's not at 100%. I don't imagine he will be. I feel better about it. Really, we can talk offensively about which quarterback they start.
Mm-hmm.
It's really going to be about that defense and whether or not it can bounce back. Because going into that UAB game, I would have told you, all right, Memphis, seventh best stop rate in the nation. The way they play, the way they turn the ball over. I can't wait till that game, maybe on game day, but that South Florida game, see how that how that defense is going to stack up. That was an awful performance. Some of it felt game plan-ish and overconfidence. So I'd expect it to look much different against South Florida. You know, defense and its improvement has still been a big part of your story and certainly your 6-0 start. Do we see a defense that looks solid and good again?
Right.
Or do we see more of last week? I think we see one probably that's solid.
Yeah.
Because last week, I think game plan, backing off guys. No, they were banged up in the secondary. You can't play that way against South Florida.
No, you cannot. No, you cannot.
You know, maybe you thought you could, obviously, against a backup quarterback. I get it. You know, with if injury issues, whatever else, maybe you're not as aggressive as you normally would be. That said, you can't have that same game plan. So
no.
I expect it to look much different, and hopefully they look more like their defensive selves, like the solid defense they've been all year long.
Yeah, this South Florida team is just an animal offensively. I mean, they score 60.
You know, here's the other thing. If you've been saving, I had this proposed to me yesterday by somebody who's watching it closely. If you've been saving Sutton Smith, you know, and DeRozier, sort of splitting up time, I'm just throwing this out there, you know, trying to keep them fresh and healthy. I get it, right? Well-intentioned, that makes a lot of sense because you want both of them there for the stretch run against the big boy teams.
Yep.
This South Florida offense, we saw in the second half against North Texas, like they can blow up. They can go nuts on you. You got to keep it out of Brown's hands.
Mm-hmm.
You would think you've got an offense that can do that. Yes, having Brennan Lewis would certainly help and make you feel a lot better about it. But this is a rushing attack first.
Yep.
And so if you've been saving them up, if that thought and that sentiment is kind of what the game plan has been, now's the time to unleash them. Now's the time to play both. Give them a whole bunch of different looks with both of them. Because this is the game that you need ball control. This is the game that you need some 10-play, 12-play drives, grinding it out, using your running game to the best of your ability. Because, quite frankly, whether it's A.J. Hill, whether it's, you know, Arrington Maiden, I'm not sure I want to challenge this team with a, you know, all of a sudden trying to be something I've not been all year long offensively,
yep. No,
throwing
true.
This ball 40, 50 times.
It's very true.
Like, that's not – I don't think that works here. Probably going to be some interceptions, I would think, if you go that route.
I think there's
– time to unleash.
Again, that's why I'm like, you know, do you play two? Because, you know, it's not a terrible thing to have that in your bag, but to, like, shift completely to it I think would be a losing strategy. So I don't know. I'm not – we haven't really seen Maiden at all. I mean, we've seen him for a play. We haven't seen him actually have to quarterback a team.
Have to throw the ball, even on the RPO stuff.
I thought A.J. Hill had pretty – good control of everything.
He did.
You know, and again, that was UAB. And so.
And look at you in the one short yardage situation.
Right.
You know, or the one that counted, you know, at the end.
Right. And the thing with South Florida, too, man, is just like, you know, I think it's just more about the defense than even, you know, how will Memphis play it? I think Memphis will play it like if they get the ball, it's keep the ball away from South Florida.
You have to.
You know, it's not going
to. It has to be ball control. That has to be the game plan.
Yeah, it
will not. You, a few others are going to work.
Right.
You can't come in there thinking you're going to outscore South Florida, try to throw the ball 40 times.
Right, right.
It's not what you've been.
Right. So it seems like it will be, if Brandon Lewis can't play, it seems like it will be Arrington Maiden.
I mean, if they do that and totally flip the script and A.J. comes out, throws it 40 to 50 times, and they win that way, man, tip of the cap to Cramsey, to Silverfield.
Right.
You know, because that'd be something completely different. And, wow, you've got all that quarterback, you know, in terms of the range of guys, you know, Warrior, whatever else, dual threat and Brendan, to this dude who can come out and do that against the South Florida team. Maybe you feel like you've got to go to that extreme. I just, for my offensive lineman, for my familiarity, for all the – I'm sticking with what I know. And, frankly, with up until last week, was running through people. Basically right. 200 yards a game on the ground, 200-plus in some of those games. So
yep.
I'm not going away from what I know, but, you know, they don't pay me the millions of dollars they do Cramsey and Ryan Silverfield either.
Yeah, you couldn't even get on the field as a, you know, coordinator for the spring game. I mean, that just never happened for you.
I don't need it.
It happened for a lot of people. It happened for Calkins. Like
I never needed it.
You know, Calkins can weigh in on that because he did it. You know what I mean? He got the play sheet. He dialed up the plays. You know, that was something that, you know, this show never got a chance to do.
Don't care.
So,
I'm happy for the people that did that, but I don't need to be some face.
We're not worthy.
Out there.
I'm sorry. We're not worthy to weigh in on the play.
Okay. What? Run the damn ball.
All right. I think that is what you have to do, even if
that's worthy or not. That's my submission.
Hey, you know, everybody has a.
Run it in. That's what you are.
Yeah. Is that your game plan for the rate?
That's my game plan from the one. How much better is that? And I don't get paid millions.
No, you don't. Now, you make more now because you got multiple gigs. So I do think you're, you know, ridiculous. Getting up there.
Ridiculous.
So you would not have well, they did run it, didn't they? And they just got the false start. That's what happened. They were going to do the quarterback sneak, and he false started it.
Bro, run it four times down their throats.
Right. Make them stop you. And then they
– Or – And who was it? Bonner? Whatever. I wasn't the first to think about it or say it, but have those guys in the huddle. You're trying to wait, water the time down, everything else. Don't have them out there in the stands.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was tough, man. That was tough. So we'll see. But
it's a big game.
It's a huge game. Obviously, you win it, and you are back in the race.
You know, Ryan Silver is back on those lists. All of that.
You lose, and you're done. It's a wrap. So anyway, that's obviously the game we'll be paying the closest attention to. Ole Miss trying to bounce back. They go on the road to Oklahoma where they will see John Mateer and the Sooners. It will be Trinidad Chambliss. I mean, it seems like it's just going to be him. Like, if they did lose, and you're like, all right, is this the moment to make a change? They did not make a change. Oh. They should not have made a change. I think this is Chambliss' only year, right?
I think that's right. I think so.
So it's easy if you're like, you go to Austin, Sims, like, hey, man, I know this was supposed to be your year, but next year. You know, I don't know. He'll go wherever he gets the most money is the thing.
Right.
But Ole Miss is a 5.5-point underdog here against Oklahoma. Does that sound right to you?
No.
They were 7-point dogs to Georgia on the road. And now they're just, I mean, are we saying Oklahoma's only 1.5 points worse than Georgia? I mean, I guess. But I would be tempted by Ole Miss here.
Yeah, I don't trust Mateer yet.
I don't either.
So that's my issue with that number.
Although that Ole Miss defense is so bad,
it is not good. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's the problem. I think Georgia scored on every possession.
But that's Georgia, and Georgia and Alabama might be playing for the SEC title.
Very true. Very true. Elsewhere around college football, not a great slate this weekend. Missouri Vandy. Can we interest you in Vandy in Nashville?
Sure. Because I gave Diego Pavia a respect worker on Monday. I'm with it. What they've done is tremendous. I love their coach.
Okay.
I'm happy for them.
Can we interest you in Texas A&M, LSU, and Baton Rouge?
Nah. I'm out. I hope
Texas A&M number three in the country.
Well, I hope they swab Brian Kelly. I mean, I'm not interested because I expect them to roll.
Only 2.5-point favorites.
Should be more.
It does feel like it should be more, but it's like, you know.
LSU has a real defense.
LSU does have a real defense, but.
There's no excuse for what's happened offensively.
That's all they have. Yeah. They have nothing else. So it'll be a good weekend. Hopefully Mims can get it done. Hopefully Brandon Lewis can play, and we don't have to worry about who it'll be. We'll come back. Bennett Doyle will join us. We'll talk to him about the Grizz starting 1-0. Ja Morant, the human defibrillator. Fiberglass ball. J&J, 90.9 FM, ESPN.
Electrifying.
That was nice. I like that.
Dynamic.
I'm going to have to talk to my people at the Grizzlies. I think playing highlights over War Pigs by Black Sabbath, that's like as good as it gets right there.
Excellent.
That's nice, Brad.
I'm not talking about Ja Morant. I am talking about our 125 guest on Thursdays. Bennett Hampton Doyle.
Yes, sir. In the building.
The pep rally man. He gets people excited for things. He's like a stiffer.
That's right.
You know, like, you know what a stiffer is?
No.
Google it. You're the old stiffer.
I'm working a little bit on fumes today, so I'm going to try to bring the energy.
Yeah. That's what a stiffer does. He gets the actor stiff.
Bennett, John's off tomorrow, so he's on a 10.
Oh,
Jason's
okay.
pointed
that
this out.
That actually makes a lot of sense. As I was listening coming in, I was like, what's going on?
Think about how much better America would be if with a four-day work week. I mean, I really do think that.
Act like it's this every day when you come back.
I can't, unfortunately, because I have to work 5 days.
I could get behind a four-day work week.
I think Japan does a four-day work week, and they got it right. Japan mostly gets it right.
They also take naps. You can't their do, you they can't have like do. Little pull-out beds at their they desk.
Yeah. You can't do what you do anymore 4 days a week because of the season.
That's right. That's right.
Those days are behind you.
Yeah, right? We got to be on 24/7 this time of year.
24/7 is Bennett Doyle.
Yes.
How about that night last night?
Dude, it was so awesome. It was really – they needed it, man. They just needed it. Like, you know, coming off of last season and everybody's obviously excited that Ja's back and is going to play and Jaren's back. You're obviously missing some guys, but you got the two main guys. But just to come out in that opener and you know, have that come-from-behind victory and big plays all around. The two rookies looked good. Cedric Coward was awesome. But specifically, Ja putting the team on his back in the fourth quarter and lead him to victory in front of a sold-out arena. Man, it doesn't get better than that for a home opener.
Yeah,
it's good
it
stuff.
No, and I mean, I think you said the key words they needed it. I would put it in the preseason as well, right? Because whether it's, I'm talking about the fans, the team itself, when you say they needed it, you could apply it almost to all of them, I think. Because, again, we were looking for things we could draw out of preseason. It was tough. No Jaws out there.
Mm-hmm.
Realized Jaren plays, but, you know, sparingly. And so I'm with you that it felt like last night, fans, team, I'd even put fans first because the place looked like it was, for the most part, electric. Ja talked about it.
Yep.
You know, folks got down there. I know they announced sellout. Folks have said that, okay, not every seat was full, but the crowd brought the
crowd
energy.
Was live, yeah.
And so I'm so happy for that crowd that you get the win, man, that Ja Morant ends up being Ja Morant.
Dude, and I know he had, like, the little scare, but he just he looked awesome. Like, he looked like he hadn't missed a beat. And when you got a guy like that, you always got a chance, no matter who you know, who's in and out of the lineup. I thought, too, like, we've talked so much about, and GP brought this up, too, like, it was interesting that Isla let Jaren play through the fouls.
Mm-hmm.
And he ultimately fouls out. But we saw last season, like, he did not get to do that. He didn't.
Right,
they pull him and
Jenkins.
They sit him, right? It was a change. So I just thought that was interesting, and it'll be interesting to see how that goes leading up to Zach Edey returning, hopefully, you know, late November, December, because he's going to foul out again. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you've got two real bigs in him and Jock Landale, and they're going to go up against, frankly, better front courts than that front court, right?
That's what I'm saying, but we're trying to limit it today because we're trying to be positive. John told me.
But I'm saying I like that he gave him the longer leash to be able
that.
To do
no,
it.
I'm with
like,
you.
What
you're talking keeping is real.
But again, please be
I was too negative to open the show. John had to, and I thought it was just reality.
No, because it was Grizz when Jaren fouls out,
mm-hmm.
and it was just way too negative. It was just way too negative.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
to your point, the key is he played him in the third when he had four fouls. And Harrington had it in the 9 minutes he played in the third with four fouls. He had 9 points, 4 of 6 shooting. Talking about Jaren, grabbed 3 rebounds, blocked the 5 shots in that stretch. They had trailed by 11. They outscored the Pelicans by 13 over that stretch. So he was key during the run. My issue with Jaren, and John's right, I got to it too soon. You can't get the early fouls.
You cannot.
Not in year 8.
No, you
not
can't.
Not screening. Which
the fourth one was... Oh, that's the one that you're like, are you serious? Like, you know the situation that we're in right now. That was the one that was brutal. And then, you know, you compound it with the challenge that – and I think Coach Isla will know going forward, like, dude, you just can't use that challenge in that situation.
They are too valuable.
They are – you looked – there was multiple times in the second half of that game where you needed
it. Wasn't there some challenge stuff last year, too? That's what I'm saying. He's kind of learning I can't remember it specifically, but I'm just saying he is a first-year coach, first-year full-time now, and so learning which ones to use, which ones are worth it or not is going to be part of the deal for him. I'm with you. I was on that one. I said, yeah, you don't use that.
Yeah. But, man, you know, outside of, like, John, Jaren, again, like, Cedric Howard, I know y'all talked about it. Dude, what a debut. I mean, he's perfect from the field. Like, and I just thought defensively, man, he can move.
Who was that block on? Sorry.
Zion.
It was on Zion. Yeah,
it was on Zion.
Yeah. That was a huge play. That was like, all right, like, he's got some juice for real.
Yeah, man.
This isn't just a second unit thing. Like,
and Ja even said when they talked to him postgame, he said he knows that there's another – I think the quote was there's another level that I've got to get out of him. So he knows that there's more, right? Like, John knows that there's more there with Cedric Coward. And so I'm excited about how that played out last night, and hopefully it continues.
Yeah, hopefully it does continue, man. And, you know, again, that's the thing about the NBA, you know, ebbs, flows, it happens. That's why I told, like, people were even chirping me last night about Cedric Coward, and I'm like...
Because you've been rough on him.
I guess. I mean, I just said I'm skeptical that he can be the player that they need him to be immediately.
Mm.
You know, I don't think that was even controversial. But you got to be careful because there are – when you ride that wave, right?
Yes.
It comes and goes.
He's for sure – dude, I completely agree. He's going to have ups and downs this year.
Yes.
Every rookie does, right? Unless you're just like a superstar.
Cooper Flagg
looked
bad last night.
Sure. And so – the one good thing that's going – I think I said this to y'all last week. The one good thing that's going in his favor, and we saw it last night, is defensively he's going to be allowed to play through his mistakes, like, on the floor because he can stay in front
of
his guy.
Absolutely.
Like, you know what I mean?
Yes.
He's going to be able to keep teams honest on defense enough so where if he's making, you know, mistakes out there, learning the offense, whatever, like, he's – they're going to let him play through it. So that's a good thing for
Yeah, no question.
Get to see the guy. Yeah.
Yes. So it was a good night last night. Sellout. Announced sellout.
Mm-hmm.
I love the new song at the end of wins. When you win now.
You know, I think we had to retire. All I do is win.
Absolutely.
It was time.
It was definitely.
What did Jeff do this morning?
He played it.
He played the old. He's not the person to have noticed the change.
So right, right.
We need to get him to change it.
Jeff is
I feel like you can't make him change his ways.
Oh, he's going to change it. He
well,
has
if you guys
it.
Have changed
yeah.
it. The Grizzlies have changed it.
It has no meaning.
It's such a staple, the Jeff Calkins show, though. I don't know.
But it has no more meaning. It has no meaning.
It has lost its meaning since last
year. Can he do it to let it cook?
Yes.
Let it cook? Can he do it, though?
I pray he does it.
Because he's used to doing it.
In fact, as soon as this show is over, I'm going to call him, and I'm going to make sure that he will change
his
highlights.
Will the cadence be the same? Will he deliver the highlights the same with different? I mean, that's what he's used to.
Please.
Like Bennett said, it's a brand.
Look, Jeff may be in his 60s, but he still can evolve, you know?
He knows how to keep the pulse on what's – I mean, and sometimes it might be off, but – for the most part, I think he has a pulse of what's going on. What's
popular. That's how he's able to write
he
the
has
columns.
A pulse on what's popular.
Praise
he for
God
sure
that
does.
He still does.
Yes.
Jeff is as hip as it gets.
I think so, too.
He does hot yoga. He does Peloton.
Can't he just do regular yoga?
I think he wants to sweat.
Why does it have to be hot?
I think he wants to sweat.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of the, you know.
Alrighty then. Enough.
Because hot yoga is the modern version.
He's got the pulse.
He knows.
I mean, you're stuck in the old ways.
You're so right.
You're stuck in the old ways.
You're right.
So I do think he has hinted that he will change it.
So he gets in there and really sweats it out. Is that by himself or is that with a group?
I think it is usually.
I think hot yoga is a group effort.
Yeah.
So you're watching each other sweat.
It would not be for me.
Yeah. While all I do is win plays.
I even have a hard time in the sauna, and I'm like, get yourself together, man. Like, you're sitting there, you're doing push-ups and sit-ups in this stupid thing, and you're breathing heavy. And what is it about old-ass men running around naked in the locker room at gyms, bro?
I think you don't care anymore.
I know, but other people are in there.
I know, other people are there.
Like,
I agree.
Can you be considerate? I don't need to see your old-ass balls hanging around.
In 2025, it does seem a little inconsiderate, I think. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not obviously looking, but I'm having to make an effort. Like,
we're talking about making changes.
You're
I think
seeing
that's,
it, though.
Yeah.
You're clearly looking.
It's in the periphery. Mm-hmm. You can't not.
Yeah, it's just there.
Dude, it's like.
Yeah, it's in your face. Yeah.
And then, like, I also think guys.
Not in your face, hopefully.
You're shaving in there, too. It's like, what are you doing, man? This is a shared bathroom. Why are you shaving in the locker room? Do you not have a home? I mean, it's just we can't fix the
segue,
world's problem.
Please.
Yeah. Next.
Keeping up with the times, you know, sometimes it is time to change. So anyway, yeah, I think for the Grizz, it's like that gave me hope because Ja scored 35 effortlessly. That was
a good point. Yeah,
like, it was not even like he's pressing. Like he was just like taking what the Pelicans gave him.
Yeah, he was.
And ankle braces, by the way.
Ankle braces.
Which I thought was newsy.
And I wonder if they, frankly,
hopefully they stay home.
If they helped on the little scare that we had last
yes,
night.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Why not?
Being honest.
They can't be hurting, and he got right back up.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping that this isn't just for the ankle injury he just suffered, that maybe it's something that's for the season, if it's not going to hurt you. And to y'all's point, he was flying around and looking like Ja in them. Didn't look like it made a difference.
And someone made the point to me, like, you know, Steph had the ankle injuries.
Yes, Steph.
Early in his career. And then he put on the ankle braces and it kind of went away. I know, I guess it was last year he hurt the ankle at one point, but it went away for a long time,
we're
right?
We're talking about it earlier on the show.
Yeah.
I remember that as well. Yeah.
So
hopefully it's going to do the same thing for Ja.
Can I bring up one more thing from the game last night?
Please.
You can bring up one more thing.
It is a celebration. Okay. We want you to all the positive.
Jordan Poole has lost his mind. Like, I totally understand why Draymond punched him in the face now. Have y'all seen the clip? You can't play
KCP.
It.
With KCP?
But the person that's filming it in the front row, have you seen it?
Not from that row.
Bro,
not from there.
He is talking crazy to KCP. I mean, saying things that's like, dude, and I know Jordan Poole won a championship with the Warriors, but it's like, bro, that's a two-time champ. That's like a veteran. You do not get to talk to that guy like that. It was just, and then KCP cooked. Well, he got to the line, but Mary, you saw towards the end of the game, he had a chance for the one-on-one, and he kind of cleared out his teammates. It was like, nah, I got this dude. Poole fouled him, got to the line. He made two big free throws. But No, he was talking crazy last night, dude. If you get a chance, go find that video and watch it.
Yeah, he says, I ain't worried about you, blank. Uh-huh. You lame as blank. And there's obviously more.
You can even
said.
See Zion like with a smile on his face, like, I can't believe this dude's talking like this. Like,
I thought, you know, I think there are people who are. I'm going to try to say this in a positive way. I mean it positively. I think there are people who are just better fat, and I think Zion is one of them.
Man,
I think he needs to go back to being fat.
I don't know, dude. He's got some burst like that.
But he didn't seem like I was just watching him. It didn't seem like he was a better player with the weight loss. Like it
I don't know, dude. What do you have? 27 and
27, and a lot of it came late after because it was just one on one with him after Jaren fouled out. He was going straight like Jonah Hill, objectively better fat.
Mm.
You know, not as funny when he's not fat. I think Zion is going to need to put on some more weight again. I mean, maybe I'm wrong, but I just felt like he wasn't as effective.
I think Derek Queen took all that weight from him.
Yeah, 27-9, five sucks. Steals and five assists.
That man was moving in slow motion out there last night, Derek Queen.
And it's like, who has informed him that he's a guard?
Dude,
he
stinks. Okay, what happened when he had that full court? Like, I mean, that play took
it.
10 minutes
he
to play it, out. Yeah, I was like, why is someone not taking the ball from this guy?
You remember Dominic Woodson?
Yes.
That's what he did.
That is exactly what he did.
He did it. And then Dominic Woodson did it, and he was never heard from again. And I think he missed the layup. But Derek Queen managed to make it. But he stunk. I thought that was like, man, they missed on him.
And that day, I know I said to y'all last week, I was like, I think my exact words were, because Jason was asking, you know, who you think is going to be a surprise team in the West? And I said, I think the Pelicans are really interesting. And then I saw their bench last night, and I was like, no, they have not a prayer in the West, because that starting lineup, you've got the two really good wings in Trey Murphy and Herb Jones. You've obviously got Zion. We'll see how Jordan Poole fits into that whole thing. That bench is a disaster. Like, Fears looks like he's going to be a super promising player, but they're not going to compete in the West.
How's your feeling changed about this Memphis football game against South Florida? I just want to know your vibe, you know, before loss to UAB and now. Realizing that, hey, man, Ryan Sufield get this win. In a lot of ways, it'll feel like you're back, even though it'll still be back against the wall. I don't know. Have your expectations, sort of your hopes, where are they at going to this big one?
I mean, there's no doubt that some wind got taken out of the sails with that loss. I mean, there is not a buzz like there would have been if you win that UAB game. It's just true.
Facts.
You know, I hope they still get a huge crowd. It's still a massive game. You win the game, and I think you win that game, and I don't know if you're saying, hey, college football playoff or bust again. I don't know if that's where the conversation turns, but you win that game and you're definitely saying, okay, let's go win the AAC. Like let's get to the championship game and win the thing. That's always been the goal, and that should remain the goal. They can still do it. And so, you know, I think obviously when you lose a game like that to UAB, dreaming about the college football playoff, that goes out the window for now. But as far as what it means for like what this team can do in their conference, which they haven't won yet in the Ryan Silverfield era, like that's all still right there. So go do it, man. Like I'm excited about the game. Like I'm excited to see them play, you know, the best team on their schedule so far.
And for the rest of the year.
Yeah, probably so.
Yeah, just trust me. Like
I mean, Navy's still undefeated, right?
Yeah, but South Florida is way better than Navy.
Fair enough, but they would have to get some. Navy would have to get some huge wins to be undefeated by the time that Memphis game rolled around. So, but I agree.
Yes, I don't know. It's tough. It's tough, man. Because you could afford a loss, but not that one. You know, like
man, it was so just. So it was my anniversary with my wife, celebrating 12 years. Happy anniversary, Kara.
Happy anniversary, Kara.
But. So I had messed up and she wanted to go eat at a specific restaurant, and I kind of messed up and booked the reservations late, so we had to do a 5:30, you know, early dinner. But I was like, it's fine because they're going to blast this team. I'll watch the game comes on at 3:30. All good. If it's a little bit tight, maybe I'll pull it up on my phone or something. Dude, I'm sitting in the restaurant with my phone like pulled up, watching the thing, mad as hell, trying to enjoy my anniversary dinner with my wife, and it's just like, the whole time, I'm just like, they're going to lose this game. I can't believe it. Because even when you're down in the second half, you're just still thinking they're going to win this game.
Yep.
They're going to be able to turn it on. This UAB team is just so bad. And it was a little bit worrisome coming into that game. Frankly, I think you might have said it, John. I wish that they would have fired Dilfer a week later.
No question.
Because it is, that's a thing, man. Is, you know, you fire the coach, it was a disaster, and the team rallies around the new guy, and he picks his new quarterback, and
that's right.
Just exactly what happened.
Yes. I mean, it was just a comedy of errors and unfortunate timing. But
how's the home been with the wife since you were so distracted at your anniversary dinner? Usually, though, my wife would hold something like that against me. Your wife is a much nicer person.
She understands. She understands the stake. The stakes. Yeah, she understands.
Man, like, Jason be throwing shade on.
Nah, man.
Bro.
No. There's a. She understands the stakes, man. She knows
I love
what
that.
Field I work
admire
in.
That.
Like, yeah, she you know, she,
no doubt.
The stakes are high.
Yeah,
the stakes
I think
are
she
high.
Knows you have to be locked into a game like.
Like, I think it's important in a marriage. Like, it's very incumbent upon the person that's agreeing to the marriage, right? Mm-hmm. Which is the woman, because the woman mm-hmm. is asked. Understand who your partner is and what they're about and what you're getting into. And if that's not something that you want to sign up for, then you certainly have the right to say no.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do say yes, it's like when Memphis hired Tubby Smith. Don't get mad at Tubby Smith for being Tubby Smith, man.
Right.
Be mad at yourself, you know, for expecting him to come in here and be mm-hmm. something that he wasn't. Mm. So when you marry
Tom Bowen.
Right. Whoever was responsible.
Yeah.
When you marry Bennett Doyle, you know he's gonna have to watch that Memphis UAB football game on
if
on
it gets a rivalry
if
game.
It gets
I mean,
dicey,
come on.
He's gotta watch the Battle of the Bones.
It's one of the great rivalries.
We lost the damn bones too. I mean, that sucks.
Yeah, I think it was the first time since 2011 that we'd lost to them.
Yeah, I mean, I think we should discontinue.
That's pretty bad.
This. I think we need
you play UAB every year and you'll like it.
Yeah, I exactly. And Arkansas State. For the next 4 years.
I respect the Red Wolves.
For what?
Just, you know,
regional,
like, drivable.
You ain't going to Jonesboro.
I might.
Hell no. Not a chance. If I can help it, I've never done it before. I'll never set foot in Arkansas, and I got family there.
He's got
kids,
man.
I love Arkansas.
Arkansas.
Great state.
You could get scholarships there.
Yeah. No, it's a pretty terrible thing.
But look, man, big game. Like
you're the pep rally guy, and you're not giving us a lot right now.
Well, dude, I mean,
he's done a great job.
It was deflating. I'm still excited about the game. I'm very excited about the game. Like, it's a huge opportunity.
This guy's on E. He just gave you everything he had on Grizzlies.
What time did you get home last night?
And now you want him to rah-rah this game, this football game.
What time did I get home? 12:30.
This dude is working long hours, bro. He's on the coffee.
And what time did you ask him? What time you got to be at work?
I was in the studio this morning at 8.
So. All right, so you got a good 6 hours of sleep. Mm-hmm,
so, yeah.
That's not bad.
All right. I mean,
who gets you have two kids, bro. You're not getting sleep anyway.
No, I mean, I'm used to it. Like, I know when this time of year rolls around that, like, sleep, you're going to grab the sleep when you can. It's all good.
I haven't gone to bed before 10 o'clock. I don't even know how long. Like,
who's worse, Titans or your fantasy team?
Probably. Still the Titans, but it's close.
Bro, I had to think about it.
Yeah, it's probably the Titans. Yeah, it's
man,
probably the Titans.
Everybody's quitting, too. It's Jeffrey
looks like
is
you
quit.
And Cobb have kind of given up.
Well, we got him. I love Big Jeff, but come on, he ain't on the timeline anymore. Like, we got
him. Oh,
I don't know
like
what
John
they're
wants
doing.
To do with Max Crosby.
They're sitting out here like he's we're not trading him. He's not. We're
That's
we're,
what the Raiders did yesterday, too.
I'm like, y'all got to be kidding me, dude.
Right.
This team cannot. This team has no chance of being good while he's still in the league.
We'll take him. I'm holding him. Let me get Jefferson.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah. No, they should. The Titans absolutely.
Yeah, you got to get the assets, man.
Yep.
You have to.
I agree with that. Smart.
All right, man.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate
you doing this on coming off of all that hard work.
For sure. Hopefully next week we will remain undefeated coming in.
Grizz Radio Network, Grind City Media, the great Bennett Doyle. We'll come back, wrap it up. J&J, 90 FM, ESPN. Robert Irwin Jewelers, 48 years of yes. You got to pop that question. Best time. Because you can get 48% off engagement rings, 48% off any item in the store while supplies last. Howie's here for you. He wants to make that time very special. He is the absolute best. He's going to give you a deal. He gives deals like I can't even believe. I don't know how he does it. I don't know how he's making money over there. Not my business, really. But go see him. Go see him at Robert Irwin Jewelers. 48% off sale going this week.
Yep. Get over there before the 25th. Or else supplies will be completely out. That's how long this sale goes. Take advantage One thing I know about Howie, when you leave him, when you are saying your goodbyes, you're going to be smiling and feeling like you got the best deal in town. That's the way it works, and certainly the way it works during this 48th anniversary sale. Make sure you take advantage. Shop RIJ in the Bartlett Town Center in Bartlett, off Goodman Road in South Haven, or at the Diamond Showroom on South Perkins across from Laurelwood. You can always shop online as well at rijewelers.com. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices, always at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
All right, we're back. J&J, 92.9 FM, ESPN. We've been celebrating nothing but celebrating.
It's just been a celebration. It's been a whole 3 hours.
Yep.
1-0.
Gas station love, brother. Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Rest in peace, Smart Mart, man. It hasn't been operating there for a while. Like, the cones just got me thinking about the gas station.
Man, just get on to your NASCAR event, you and Drewski. I want to hear you screaming and get some videos out there now. I want you tapping in.
I'll send you some videos on Friday.
Thank you.
Or on Saturday. I'm also going to Virginia Tech home game on Friday night.
Great.
I'll send you some video from Inner Sandman.
We'll all be slaving back here in Memphis.
That's right.
You have your fun on the road.
Y'all need to do some work.
No, seriously, enjoy, man. Thank you, brother.
That's going to do it for us today. Thanks, of course, to Bennett Doyle for joining us on the show. Thanks to Trista Crick as well. J&J signing off today. Jeffrey and Company up next. Don't miss it. For Jason, I'm John. We're going.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.